Welcome back to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Stewart Assistant Fire Chief Steve Martinson.
Thank you for coming on to the program.
Absolutely.
So coming up in October, here shortly, and getting into kind of the colder month, is Fire Prevention Week. Can you tell us some things about Fire Prevention Week and ways people can prevent fires?
Yeah, absolutely. Fire Prevention Week for the Stewart Fire Department, starting October 3rd through the 9th is what we deem Fire Prevention Week, and it's been kind of nationwide. Fire Prevention Week actually started in 1925 when it was established, and it's to commemorate the Great Chicago Fire in 1871. And ever since then, that's kind of been the building blocks of Fire Prevention Week throughout the United States. And then, you know, cities and states and rural fire departments kind of branch off and do their own thing and determine how they're going to basically teach the public and teach the kids about Fire Prevention Week and what they can do to play their part in preventing any fires. One thing we like to stress a lot with Fire Prevention Week, especially if it's just using it as a reminder to practice your practice fire drills at home, to make sure you have a plan and everybody knows it, whether it be a safe meeting point if there is a fire in the house, you know, your children or other people know exactly where you're going to be in that case, in that scenario, and how to get out and which direction to go. We also like to remind everybody, we're teaching our kids to stop, drop, and roll if for some reason, you know, their clothes did catch on fire. That's the fastest, safest way to put the fire out.
And then also with space heaters, what do you recommend with space heaters? As, like I said, we're getting into the cold months, and they can potentially catch on fire.
Space heaters are, in my own opinion, I would use them just because of the safety factor. You know, we get a lot of fires in the wintertime, and then it ends up being caused by a space heater, whether it be, you know, they're a good tool to use to keep a room warm or whatever the case may be, a garage or something. But the problem is some people will plug them in, turn them on, and then walk away, leave them alone. And those things really need to be monitored when they're in use, because if they tip over, that's kind of the leading cause of why they catch on fire or something falls on top of them. They do get pretty hot, so definitely if you're going to be using a space heater, make sure it's being monitored, and if you're going to leave the room for an extended time, definitely shut it off.
And then what do you recommend to keep warm over the winter months?
Just keep your home warm with the heat that you have provided, you know, through your furnace. If that's not enough, I mean, heating blankets or anything of that nature would probably suffice. But I'm not saying people shouldn't use space heaters. I'm just saying, like I said before, if you're going to use them, make sure that you're monitoring them at all times and you don't walk away from them for a very long period of time.
And then what would you recommend for families to possibly sit down at, maybe at a family table and set a plan in case there is a fire? What kind of other things they should talk about?
I would definitely, like when we discuss it with our children, we make sure that they know, you know, what route to take through the house to get to the appropriate door to get back outside, where they're safety spots that, meaning, you know, when they do get out of the house, if it is on fire, they know exactly where to go, whether it be next to a tree by the road or the trampoline in the backyard or something far enough away. That way we know exactly where they're going to be, or we know where they know where we're going to meet them at if we were to get separated.
Is there anything going on at the Stewart Fire Department for Fire Prevention Week?
For Fire Prevention Week at the fire station, we'll be doing our French Toast Supper. We do that annually, once a year. It'll be October 9th. And I believe it's from 5 to 8 p.m. And then that is a free will donation French Toast Supper. And then also for Fire Prevention Week, we will be at Stewart Elementary and Dexter Elementary. We'll be starting at Stewart Elementary first thing in the morning, and then we'll do a fire truck tour. So they'll do a 15-minute class rotation. The class will come outside, go through our trucks. We'll do some talking points and learning points. Typically, we would have the Fire Service Training Bureau's fire safety trailer, but unfortunately that was not available this year due to COVID restrictions. And then also we would go class to class, but we're going to avoid doing that this year. And then after the rotations in the Stewart Elementary, we'll be moving over to Dexter to do the Dexter Elementary as well.
What are the things you kind of talk with the kids while you're out there in the school about fire prevention?
We like to use the Fire Service Training Bureau's fire prevention trailer as our tool, a very important tool, because it goes through there's many different talking points in there, from, you know, candles and power outlets, how to avoid, you know, pots that are cooking on the stove, just a variety of things. And then we definitely talk about, you know, if there is smoke in the house, to stay low and don't stand up and move to your exit point, and then call 911.
Carbon monoxide is the number one cause of accidental poisonings in the United States. So what are some of the things people should look out for their carbon monoxide alarms?
Definitely make sure your batteries are getting your carbon monoxide detectors. And then also, I believe there's a test button, like just like on some of the smoke detectors. Definitely test them periodically, whether it be once every 2 weeks or once a month, just to make sure that they're functioning properly. And then obviously if they're going off, definitely get out, because carbon monoxide is very dangerous and it's odorless, so.
And then unattended cooking is the number one cause of home fires. What are some things people should know about leaving their cooked food unattended?
Just like, you know, space age, if you're cooking, don't walk away from it. Make sure you're lit at all times. We like to stress that if you've got, you know, pots and pans on the burners, especially with little kids in the house, make sure that you turn the handles in so that way they're not sticking out past the stove. So the kids, you might, you know, some kids are curious and they like to grab things, and if they were to grab onto that and, you know, knock it over. Definitely need to make sure that you're leaving, you know, cardboard boxes, paper towels, hand towels, anything like that away from the burners as well.
3 of every 5 home fire deaths resulted from fires in homes with no working smoke alarms. Where can people go to find these smoke alarms? Where can they shop?
Any hardware store. I think I've even seen them at the grocery store. Definitely hardware stores, whether it be True Value or, I mean, Walmart, anywhere, Dollar General. You can get smoke detectors just about anywhere nowadays. So more than one in the house, you know, one in the kitchen, one in the dining room, one in the living room, you know, hallways, bedrooms. If anywhere you can put one, I usually have one. So.
Well, thank you so much, Steve, for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss as we wrap it up?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, and we appreciate it, and hope to hear from you soon.
That was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Assistant Stewart Fire Chief Steve Martinson. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.